never get over how fucking epic it feels walking into that song.
Would you like Chris Evans?
I want to... Why Chris... Oh, Scott Evans. Why the fuck Scott Evans? I want to do everything to that song.
Everything?
Yeah, like I want to shit to that song. I want to fuck to that song.
Don't you think that'd be a little too epic?
Nope.
Have you ever seen, like, that Dave Chappelle skit where they do, you know, everything looks better in slow motion, then realize, hey, maybe not everything is good in slow motion?
Yeah, but everything did look better in slow motion for him.
For you folks at home who haven't seen that skit...
Explain a 10-year-old Chappelle show sketch. They'll love that.
It's hilarious. He did...
Fuck
he did a skit about how he was, you know, talking to Snoop Dogg and about how Snoop Dogg's always wanting him to be the guy who falls in doo-doo and he steps over with his gaiters in slow motion.
I'm more laughing about the fact that you just said falls in doo-doo in public.
Doo-doo's a funny word.
Okay.
But regardless, he was like, you know what, not everything is funny in slow motion. For example... Here's me taking a shit in slow motion.
It was amazing. He flew off the toilet like a goddamn hero.
He literally destroyed the toilet.
He flew! How many times I felt like I've destroyed that fucking thing and just looked at him and like, oh, rabbit pellets.
I know, I live with you.
I know you do.
I've seen what you've done to my toilet.
Because I leave it there. I hang it up on the fridge like a little kid. I'm like, look, Omar!
You're worse than Danny.
Look what I made! This isn't going to be the whole show. We're not just going to talk about shit.
Sorry, this is usually how we start the
show.
We
just pre-gamed a little hard before this one, so.
It wasn't that hard. Beer's expensive.
It is expensive.
Well, cheers! This is the segment of the show where we talk about...
everything we have to talk about. This is the show where we talk about beer and movies. We start the show with an infamous question. What are you drinking, sir?
Today, I'm drinking Dos Equis.
I believe this is a craft beer, correct?
I believe so.
It says crafted on the bottle.
You know what? You always believe what you read on labels.
I do.
If you guys want to know a little history about Dos Equis, I do this
every...
And
I'm sure everybody does.
Because everyone cares.
Everybody cares about the history of Dos Equis.
Dos Equis was created in Mexico in 1897 by a German brewmaster.
Everyone read along.
Who blended his brewing heritage... with the spirit of Mexican traditions.
Oh, I've got a fun fact about Dos Equis. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages. That's interesting. That's interesting, right? Anyone that's pregnant in the crowd, don't drink anything but Dos Equis.
And if you are, you should definitely drink all of Dos Equis.
What?
All of it.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I lost my place and I was like, oh, shit.
Do you want to finish reading the label on the bottle?
I kind of want to. I've already committed to it, so I mean, why not?
I think they lost interest in the history of Dos Equis.
It doesn't matter. It's bullshit. It's
consumption
just,
of alcohol.
It's just
beverages.
A German guy who's like, you know what? I'm in Mexico, and my microphone's fucking up.
You're fine.
No, it keeps cracking in and out.
I hear you.
Can you hear me just fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop talking about it. Shut up. No one noticed.
Well, regardless, it was just some German asshole in Mexico who decided to go out there...
make Mexican beer for drunk white people.
And you know what? And white people eat that shit up. I know.
We really do. You throw a Spanish word on a beer bottle, we're like, ooh, exotic. We'll drink anything if the label's got different language on it.
And it's because people like you, you've made Mexican food incredibly expensive. I remember when that shit was like...
a quesarito,
like a
okay.
Dollar for a fucking taco. And it was like a legit taco made by a Mexican man. And now it's a $3 taco made by a white person.
Are you just, like, lamenting the plight of your father at this point?
I have daddy issues.
I know you do. White man stole his taco job.
And now he's in Mexico making tacos for Mexicans. Rest in peace, Daddy.
Your dad's alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's dead to me. The show just got dark. Holy shit.
Remember, white people love Mexican beer, and my dad's dead to me.
This show got
Jesus.
Can we go back to the... Can we go to the segment where we talk about movies and...
No, let's
about
talk about your dad some more. Don't open that can of worms. Come on.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
You got one of his hats over here.
You know what? It's funny.
This lovely Virgin Mary Guadalupe.
I love this fucking hat just because it's got the Virgin of Guadalupe on it. And for all of you who don't know out there, I was born and raised Catholic. And the Virgin of Guadalupe is actually not the Virgin Mary. It's some
same
different
thing.
Virgin
it's
who
same
had...
thing.
It's virgin. A different virgin in Mexico. Mary, for whatever Guadalupe, reason, there's virgins all over the Anna place Karenina, having babies.
Anna, Sophia, Rob, Maria, Bonita. It's the same shit!
Now you're just being racist.
I am. Yeah.
You live in a house filled with Mexican people. Have a little bit of... I can't even think of the word to say right now. That's respect! Thank you.
You live there too. You don't count.
But she's not really Mexican. She was adopted.
How do you say I'm sorry in Spanish?
Come mierda.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Come on, you can do it.
No.
Okay.
Wait. Nope, still really white. Not going to say that.
That's not going to change.
All right, we have a show to get into now.
Oh, Jesus.
Now that we got the ACLU on our asses. In this show, Bruce Boys Brews, we talk about movies that are in theaters at the very top of the show in a segment we call Spoiler Alerts. First show, or first movie we're going to talk about is The Martian.
Woo.
You saw The Martian.
I did. I watched it.
I saw The Martian. We watched Matt Damon grow potatoes in his own shit. It was amazing.
Which, again, I always have this issue where I watch movies and I'm just like... That shit wouldn't happen in real life.
And that's why you have potatoes growing in your closet right now, because we decided to test that.
No, don't tell people about my shit farm. That's supposed to be between you and I.
Omar's growing weed and shit in his closet.
It's gross. But you know what? Weed smells disgusting anyways. So it's kind of like, okay, the two shitty smells combined.
What?
See what I did there?
Two shitty smells combined?
Yes. Because I'm growing it in shit.
You
so.
Are.
Jesus Christ.
I had issue with that movie beyond him in the shit potatoes.
What was your issues?
I don't care what planet you put a man on. I don't care how long he's there. 10 minutes into him being stuck on Mars, he would have been looking for something to put his dick in.
This is true.
And, like, he made fucking water and, like, augmented a Mars rover to carry all his shit. You look me dead in the eye and tell me Matt Damon didn't have a sex robot on Mars.
You know what? He did science the shit out of those potatoes.
And he probably fucked one of them. That scene where he's like, I ran out of ketchup, but I got mayonnaise, bitch. He fucked a potato.
Oh, man.
Tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong.
No.
That, okay, like... He's got all these fucking cameras everywhere, all over the place, in his fucking rover, in his little habitat, in his fucking helmet, in his bed. He jerked off in front of one of them at least once, too. He dropped loads all over Mars. You know, at one point, he's sitting in front of that camera just like, hey, NASA! Just jerking it for NASA.
He was the first man on Mars to drop a load. I hope you're proud of that, everyone.
I'm damn proud of that. Houston, we got a boner.
You know what? That was my biggest issue about the movie, where it was just
you
like...
You didn't see him coming up? That was my issue. You did not see Matt Damon coming up.
No, because it kind of... It was like, okay, Matt Damon is the Martian. He was also in Interstellar.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you...
Where it's like everyone's spending a bunch of government resources to go try and rescue Matt Damon. Spies.
Which is the second movie that they made about saving Matt Damon. I know you didn't see Interstellar, but...
Fuck Interstellar.
Well, why is that?
Fuck Matthew McConaughey.
See, and I don't understand why you have a problem with Matthew McConaughey.
I heard
for that. Yes, I heard
that. Fuck Matthew McConaughey.
You know what?
It's love. Love's gonna got me to Murph. I'm gonna go right in the dust, and she's gonna see it like for it. Holy shit, my daughter got old.
It's funny for a person who did.
That is the summary of that entire fucking. Oh shit, Anne Hathaway's here now. Hey, Anne Hathaway, you got any weed? Be a lot cooler if you did. Fuck Matthew McConaughey.
it wouldn't be so bad if that really was the movie, but
it's, but it is.
You exaggerated just slightly.
Only poquito.
Oh, now you're being racist.
Okay. Little bit, just a tiny bit.
You know what really grinds my gears? When white people try to be all cultured, like, hey, how's it going there, Pablo? Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Pablo.
I had my boss at work tell me one time that he legitimately had some white guy say to a Hispanic guy that he worked for. He was like, Buenos dias, baboso. And he's like, hey, that means I love you very much. And my boss was like, I don't speak Spanish, but I'm pretty sure that's not what that means. He's like, no, that's definitely what it means. I grew up in Southern California. That's exactly what it means.
I grew up with you, same thing.
So, buenos dias, baboso.
Sure. We'll move on to the next movie.
I wasn't done talking about Matt Damon.
Okay, keep talking about Matt Damon and how you wish you saw him come. I know I did.
You know, I don't even remember what issues I had with that movie. I was going somewhere with the whole Interstellar thing.
You had a problem with how many actors that were in that movie that you said you couldn't take seriously.
Ah, that is true.
Like you said, like, Jeff Daniels and Michael Pena, you were like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, I was, what the hell was Jeff, did Jeff Daniels in there? I was just half expecting Jim Carrey to pop up and tell some fart joke or something.
He's talking out of his ass about the Mars rover.
Yeah, I was just like, Jeff Daniels, shut the fuck up. You don't know anything.
Okay, Jeff Daniels is in more than Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of hard to take someone serious when they're, you know, in Dumb and Dumber. I mean, that's kind of what you've been associated for the rest of your fucking life.
He's got an Emmy.
For what?
The Newsroom.
I've never seen that. That shit doesn't exist.
Because you've been on HBO.
That's why that shit doesn't exist.
It's on HBO?
Yes.
It's on HBO.
I don't have it, and I'm poor.
The word bootleg is in this show. I've tried to show you so many times.
And I think I say this every fucking show that I have a problem with that. I don't appreciate you bootlegging shit.
Oh, hurt my own industry.
You're an actor. You shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, I know. I should get movies for free, but I don't.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Just steal them. Cause
cheers to being poor. Everyone in this room is poor as fuck.
Way too many people cheer for being poor.
It's kind of a sad world we live in.
They got the tickets for only $10. We'd have no crowd.
This is true.
Instead of the, like, 9 people we got right now.
You know what? Thank you, every single one of you who showed up. A lot of people could not be here today. I would spill a drink in the, you know, on the floor.
I don't know,
homies, I couldn't be here today, but I'd rather drink the beer because it's
intimate that we got, like, that we got a small crowd.
Yeah, it's close friends and family. Yeah,
it's great. Like, I feel like halfway through the show, I'm just gonna, like, fuck the stage and I'm gonna sit down here. High table in the front row.
Hi.
I don't like this chair. I feel uncomfortable down here.
Oh, I got it.
This is going to be the weird show.
This is the weird show. It's a good thing I didn't bring any of my recording shit, because again...
We're recording still.
Oh, we are recording?
We're recording.
Oh, for the people at home who are recording, who are listening to this recording right now, I actually forgot the charger for my computer. Yeah, exactly.
You
which
brought
kinda...
all the equipment, but not the charger for the device we have to record on. Which is like the last show where I locked everything in the truck with the truck still running.
Yeah, actually, that did happen.
We're doing great. Next show, I'm going to get here and you're still going to be in Lancaster. Be like, fuck, I forgot
Omar. Good luck with that. Jesus Christ. What are we supposed to talk about next?
We got Black Mass. I know you were...
I love that movie. I actually watched it with my girlfriend and her sister, and it was fantastic.
It was.
I love that movie.
It fucking was.
I felt like it wasn't long enough.
But, you know, a lot of people said that it was too long. A lot of people complained that it was way too long, but I felt like they didn't develop things enough as they could have for a satisfying conclusion.
You know what? Johnny Depp was very evil, and I love that
scary
scene.
As shit.
He was. When he choked that stripper out, I was like, oh my god, how did you do... Oh, spoiler alert. Anyone who's seen this
segment is called spoiler alert, because it's, you know...
So you've been warned.
Yes.
Fuck off.
By the way, Matt Damon gets off of Mars.
Oh, damn it, you ruined it for everyone!
Okay, and Johnny Depp gets arrested at the end of Black Mass.
Oh, god damn it, you did it
it's
again!
It's called spoiler alert!
Okay, well, aside from that, there was a scene, and I love this scene, where he actually picks up this hooker. It was his buddy? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, it was like his right-hand man's...
His right-hand man, yeah.
Stepdaughter, whom he was having adult relations with.
You don't have to censor for everyone. I believe is 18
He's
and up, right?
Butt.
Everyone's 18 and up. He was fucking his stepdaughter.
Right in the butt.
No, it wasn't. They didn't fucking say that.
I imagined it.
What's with you and butt sex?
I was imagining Matt and Matt Damon on Mars.
We're gonna have a long talk when we get home.
Okay.
Beside the point. They went to go pick up, you know, this hooker stepdaughter, and, Johnny Depp was losing his fucking shit. Because he was like, that whore, what did he say? And he was like, don't worry, boss, he didn't say shit. So he's in the car, talking.
And this movie did not take place in the 1940s.
You know I can't do...
No, boss, he didn't say shit to him.
Yeah, see, yeah? He didn't say shit to him.
What are you talking about, Hulk? I watched your side of the fuzz.
Man, I didn't say shit, darling. You know I'm terrible at impressions. And
I know you are.
Anytime I ever try to do an impression, it always ends up sounding like something else. Like, what was I trying to do earlier? I was trying to do, I think, Don Corleone, and I ended up sounding like Scarface. I don't know why that happens. It just does.
That's okay. That's why I'm here.
But can we go back to choking the stripper out? Because, again,
let's
that was, like, my favorite.
The show to do that.
To choke the stripper out?
Yeah, but if you want to keep talking.
But she's waiting in my trunk. So
okay.
We should probably get to that soon.
Fuck. All right, we'll see you guys.
Well, you go handle it. I'll tell this story.
You keep talking about choking a stripper. I'm listening.
But she was technically a hooker. I guess I shouldn't belittle her profession.
There's a very fine line. Very fine line. It's about the width of a $100 bill.
God, this is the weird show.
I'm a fan of the show. Shit, I think it's because we got a small crowd. We just don't give a shit.
I think that's what it is.
We're not putting on as much of a show. We're just kind of shit talking everything.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
It's all right. We have a big audience on the internet, and they're gonna be like, "What the fuck?
These guys are drunk." Jesus. Okay, so beside the point. Long story
Black
short,
Black Mass is a good movie. Johnny Depp's bald.
And he chokes out a stripper.
He chokes out a lot of people. He kills like a 500,000 people in that movie. He goes on like a genocidal rampage.
Is that like really a thing? Did he really do that?
Did Whitey Bulger kill a 500,000 people?
Yes.
Yes.
You're lying, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Okay. You're... What other movie were we supposed to talk about?
Crimson Peak.
Yeah. Woo!
No.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Why?
Shit. You got a lot of shit.
God damn it. I felt like I was watching fucking Pride and Prejudice.
Or even seen that.
The story of that movie doesn't, like, the actual story, they don't get to Crimson Peak for 45 fucking minutes! A movie called Crimson Peak, and they don't get there until halfway through the movie!
You know what, I haven't watched a story, so I mean, what is Crimson Peak?
It's a fucking house on a hill that's red and spooky. And they get, like, I felt like I was watching Pride and Prejudice. Because it was mostly, that's a chair. It was mostly, like, darling, I love you so much. But my father won't allow it. Oh, but darling, I love you. Come back to Crimson Peak.
Beware, Crimson Peak.
Do you want to get married and go live at Crimson Peak? Sure, I don't see the harm in it. It was stupid! I'm very impassioned about this piece of
I know, I was like, Jesus, and you were all excited, you were trying to get me to watch it.
I love Guillermo del Toro, but it was Pride and Prejudice and goo-covered ghost.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're all like, we're sticky looking. All the ghosts looked like they were covered in goo. They were all like,
wait, there was ghosts?
Yes.
See, I still don't understand what the movie was about. What the hell?
It was about ghosts in this old fucking house, and the dude that played Loki's like, I'm gonna make a machine that mines clay.
Mines clay?
Yes.
Clay.
I didn't get all the way. I fell asleep. That movie was fucking boring as shit. Though every time Charlie Hunnam was on screen, I was wide awake.
Yeah, I hear clapping. I don't know who the fuck that is.
That's clapping for Charlie Hunnam, isn't it? Charlie Hunnam is a sexy man.
Who?
He was on Sons of Anarchy.
Her?
He was the main character on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, the blonde dude. The guy I didn't give a shit about.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
Every time he was on screen, I went from 6 to midnight.
6 to midnight?
It went from like, oh, darling, why wouldn't we do the waltz right now? Why are we doing the waltz right now? And then Charlie Hunnam shows up, and I'm like, I'm interested again. Okay.
Oh, but you had the giant... Giant is...
I got
that's
a huge
not even a word,
man crush on Charlie Hunnam.
I say boner, but
I got a boner for Charlie Hunnam too.
That's all right.
It was a boring movie. It was boring.
Yeah, I remember you trying to get me to watch, and I was like, "No, it's scary. I don't want to."
Okay.
I'm for the folks out there.
In the first 20 minutes of the movie, I watched it today. It's very fresh and very angry in my memory right now. The main character, the chick, is like, "I want to be a novelist. I wrote a book about ghosts, but hey, ghosts are metaphors." for the first 20 minutes of the movie, all she says is the ghosts are metaphors. I'm like, great, so am I supposed to expect this of this movie? Are the ghosts metaphors? Is Charlie Hunnam's sweet ass a metaphor? What the fuck is going on here?
He was a metaphor.
And then there's a scene where he's like, hey, ghosts are a thing because pictures are a thing. And she's like, no, ghosts are a metaphor. He's like, all right.
Just kind of wrap my sweet ass high.
God. Yeah, then he gets on a motorcycle and shoots a dude. Goes, goes from Victorian era to, like, modern day.
And drives onto Uncom. Just...
Oh, don't bring that up. Don't bring up the end of Sons.
And spoiler alert, at the end of Sons of Anarchy, he kills himself.
No, shut up!
Oh, someone in the crowd looks surprised.
That's a really fresh wound for me still. I'm hurting right now.
He had the biggest boner for that show, too.
I do. Because it's Charlie Hunnam.
I never cared for that show.
Well, I didn't care for you. Oh, darling, why don't we waltz? I don't know why we don't waltz. The perfect waltz is done with a candle in your hand, and if the candle blows out, then you haven't done a good waltz. Oh, darling, ghost, a metaphor. I love you just so much, but my father won't allow it. Oh, shit, my father's dead. Okay, want to move to Crimson Peak to move me? I don't know, a ghost has been telling me since I was a child not to go to Crimson Peak, but since you asked and I want your cock, yes, I go to fucking Crimson Peak. No!
Can we get a round of applause for that? God damn it.
That movie. God
Jesus
damn it.
And now I kind of wish I watched it with you.
No! I'm not watching it again.
Jesus
Christ. I'll just go read Pride and Prejudice, and like every other chapter, I'll just switch to The Shining. Same fucking thing. So I'll imagine the twins in The Shining are covered in goo. And there we go.
Get with this, Adam. Forever.
I would
and
rather.
Ever and ever.
We need to move on before I fucking kill
someone. Please do. Can we talk about another movie now?
Yes! A really good movie that I watched today that I absolutely fucking loved. The Last Witch Hunter starring Vin Diesel.
You're full of shit.
I am absolutely full of shit. It was terrible.
That movie was. I actually didn't watch it. I remember you were trying to get me to watch it and I was like, no, fuck
I wanted
you.
To watch it because I knew how shitty it was going to be. And it was fucking terrible.
So can you let the crowd know a little bit about the show?
The entire tone for the writing of this particular motion picture is set within the very first line of the movie. There's a big group of witch hunters, and they're gonna go fight the fucking witch queen, and Vin Diesel's all like, Groot. And there's like dude narrating, and for some reason everybody's British except for Vin Diesel, who just speaks in guttural noises and the word Groot.
I am Groot.
And the narrator says, I wrote it down, she will never truly perish until her heart beats its last.
So she pretty much
she's, saying,
she's dead when the bitch is dead.
Yeah, she will never truly die until she is dead. It sets the whole tone for how shittily written the movie's written. It was fucking awful. I did like the makeup on the witches was cool though.
The witches?
Yeah.
I know you got the biggest boner for witches too.
I do.
Not witches, I mean makeup. What am I talking
That's
about?
True.
Jesus Christ.
It would have been better without Vin Diesel. It would have been a lot better without Vin Diesel. And a better writer.
Yeah.
They wasted
money. So you're telling me that the movie was shit.
It was a
But
cool
it would have
idea.
Been better if it had a better writer and someone who wasn't.
Anyone. Literally. You could have put fucking Bill Cosby in that role. Gibbity! We're going to hunt the witches. I'm going to give them a fucking drink. That's how I'm going to defeat them, you see.
Too soon.
No,
it's never too soon.
If we don't make fun of Bill Cosby, then Bill Cosby wins. You want Cosby to win?
I want Cosby to win.
No, I no. Like I
was a fan of Fat Albert.
I don't even want to know what Fat Albert did to get
win. Hey. That's like the only thing I can do. Actually, I'm still coping.
Michael Caine is in The Last Witch Hunter. God knows why. He doesn't need the fucking money. Why is he in
Who?
This movie? Michael Caine. Alfred.
Oh!
Yes.
I like him.
He dies in the first, like, 10 minutes and is replaced by Elijah Wood.
Wasted
on that movie, too. And they spend the rest of the movie trying to figure out who killed Michael Caine. And I swear to God, every single character Vin Diesel sees until he finds the guy, he's like, you killed him! every single guy. He's just like, he's walking down the street and there's some fucking homeless guy like changed and he's like, you killed him! It was stupid as fuck. He looks like you had a thought there.
I did for a second, and then I saw my beer, and I was like, oh, beer.
Oh, we got beer.
Oh, nope, beer.
Oh.
Never mind.
Next time.
Next time. My microphone. Fuck that. I don't even want to keep talking about that movie.
I don't want to keep talking about this microphone.
Witches recruit.
Let's talk about a movie I've actually seen.
Okay, we're going to move on to our new Blu-ray releases.
Oh, that's right, because that's the time where we actually talk about movies we bought.
Blu-rays and bought's a big word.
How many of these did you bootleg?
All but one.
I swear to God, we're going to get sued somehow. We're going to...
I'm downloading from your IP address right now, so it's fine.
Fuck.
I'll just stash my laptop somewhere else. Be like, I've never seen these movies.
Danny did it. It was Danny.
It was the 11-year-old.
Those darn kids.
Let's talk about the one Blu-ray I actually did buy.
Which one?
And I've watched it every fucking day since I bought it. Jurassic
Motherfucker. Oh, that's right! You did. I remember you came home and you were all excited because you're like, look what I got.
Yeah, I bought like the collector's case. I'm like, Omar, dinosaurs!
I was like, oh, good thing
I was like, I was six again. You're like, I don't want to watch this. I'm like, fine.
I literally, that's exactly what I said. I don't want to fucking watch this.
I'm going to go watch Bryce Dallas Howard run from dinosaurs in skirt and heels for 2 hours.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, I'm still not. Yes, please.
Sorry about that. That was a beer going into a microphone.
No microphone, yes. You didn't like Jurassic World?
You know, I liked it, but the problem is a coworker kind of ruined it for me, and it just he said it was kind of like Avatar. You know, the first time you watch it, it's like, ooh, look at the computer animation. It's all got someone shaking their head.
I've seen that movie like a half dozen times since I bought it, and I still
fucking
love it.
But you're fucking biased. You're fucking biased.
No, I told you this morning that movie works on a level that it's. Every bit of nostalgia you have from when you're a kid, it manipulates every little bit of it. I will not see the next one. The next one is going to be shit. I guarantee that.
But I guarantee you, you're going to be right at the fucking front of the line.
Oh, no. I'll probably download the next one. Though, to be honest,
God damn it, dude. You can't say that shit.
To be honest, I didn't pay for Jurassic World until I bought the Blu-ray. I didn't see it in theaters. I watched it on my phone.
The only thing I loved about that movie was just Chris Pratt and those fucking raptors.
Woo!
There you go. Can we get a hey man? Hey man.
You can't talk shit about it.
Hey man.
You can't talk shit about the movie. Then if you like Pratt and the raptors, that's like half the movie.
Well, I'm biased, so I'll watch the movie just based off of Chris Pratt. You know, like, ooh, look at me, I'm Chris Pratt. Hey raptors, don't fucking eat me. I'm your master.
Is it weird that you have a boner right now?
No, half the time I had to tell you to put that shit away.
My pants real quick. Okay, we're good to go.
My issue with that fucking movie was, why the hell would they create a T-Rex that was smarter than every fucking person on that island?
They mentioned that. I was like, they explained it. They needed a bigger, scarier dinosaur. And the dude from
Dinosaur.
Engine, I gotta say dinosaur. And the dude from Ingen wanted to make a dinosaur that could be used in war. So they made the big fucking dinosaur that could camouflage and talk to the other dinosaurs and was all big and badass.
You know what bothers me about that is that, okay, all these fucking assholes on this fucking island who are genetically modifying fucking ostrich eggs to make dinosaurs, they all spent a shit ton of money.
Frog eating, not ostrich eggs.
What was it?
Frog eating.
Fuck you. It doesn't fucking matter.
It does. It's important to the story.
No one fucking cares.
T-Rex is crossbred with an ostrich.
Regardless of the point, it's like, these fucking assholes on this fucking island are genetically modifying these whatever fucking eggs you just fucking said.
Frog.
Frog? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You fool Holy shit! I watched it. Did we watch the same fucking movie?
Go back and watch the first Jurassic. Oh, this is the show where the whole fucking podcast just devolves. We're like, no, it was fucking frogs.
Regardless, all of these smart motherfuckers on this fucking island, and none of them stop to think, like, hey, wait a minute, this big stupid dinosaur. You know what? Dinosaur. You know what would make this fucking better?
Say it right if you're gonna say it.
Dinosaur.
Thank you.
What would make this big stupid dinosaur better? If we make him fucking smarter. So he could kill us all. Like, no one saw this coming. I mean, if you remember in the fucking movie, that one guy who was wearing that old, like, vintage Jurassic Park t-shirt, he was all like, yeah, you see my t-shirt? And he's like, you know, thousands of people died on that fucking island. And he's like, oh, fuck. Yes, you think they learned from that fucking mistakes of that? You know, like,
you know what? You can sleep on the couch tonight.
Motherfucker, I do sleep on a couch. For all of you at home, I sleep on a fucking couch.
Sleep in the couch.
Because I'm poor.
Let's move on to a movie we both fucking hated.
What movie do we hate?
Train Wreck.
I kind of like that movie.
I love Amy Schumer. I love Judd Apatow.
You know, I gave two shits about her until I watched that movie. I was like, oh, how funny. She's a funny whore.
I want to wag my jaw.
Oh, no whore shaming? I guess I can't do that. This is no fun. I hate when feminists are in the crowd because they're like, I'm a woman. How dare you? How dare you talk about women that way? You know what? Fuck you.
I love this show so much. This is my favorite episode ever.
Go back to talking about that horror on that movie. I don't know.
That movie was accurate. I'll give it that.
I really liked the movie. I just felt like it was too long.
It was way too long. And you didn't give two fucks about the characters until the last, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, God, what was his name? Bill Hader?
Bill Hader, yeah.
Oh, I fucking loved Bill Hader the entire movie. For you guys who don't know who Bill Hader is, he's the guy who was in Pineapple Express. He was the cop. You remember the cop in Pineapple Express?
He was the army soldier.
He was the army soldier?
That was like, your dick, my mouth.
Oh, that was in Pineapple Express. I'm talking about, God damn it, what's that movie?
Super Bad.
He was the cop with Seth Rogen, which I fucking love. I love that guy.
My issue with Trainwreck, I had a lot of issues, but it cut too close to home.
Why is that? Because you're a fat, chubby whore?
Yep.
Trying to find yourself?
Yep. It reminded me of my last one-night stand.
Oh my God.
Yes!
No.
I like the fact that my dick went somewhere. It had some kind of attention that wasn't my own or yours.
I was going to say, I guess mine isn't good enough for you.
Why are you going to the corner, baby?
I'm ashamed of you.
My last one night stand actually happened. You were there.
I don't remember.
It happened after this show. The last time we did this show. I took a girl home from the audience.
He did, actually. And a round of applause, because Adam is very proud of this. He took a girl home.
I put my penis inside of her. And I'm not going to say which orifice it was. It was her butthole.
What? I didn't say that. What? Regardless.
The best part of it was the fact that you were sleeping like 5 feet away from me.
And I was passed out.
I was waiting for you to wake up. I was going to be like, hey, room for one more, bitch. Get in here. Wobbly H.
I know where you... What did you say?
Wobbly H.
Wobbly H?
Yeah, you know, like... Wobbly H. Or Eiffel Tower it. You know, like, well, no, come here, like, where she's in the middle and we do this.
I'm a very boring person. I keep
it. We do this? Eiffel Tower.
This is why I don't hang out with white people.
Wobbly H would be if I was in one end and you were on the other and we synchronized our thrusts. You didn't know you were going to get educated, did you, motherfuckers?
Sex Ed 101,
please. Like, well, I'm going in, you go out, and then in, out, wobbly H.
Isn't that Chinese finger cuffs? Isn't that what that is?
That is finger cuffs, too.
But which I learned that from Chasing Amy. Which
finger cuffs would be if you're not moving during, but I am. But if we're both back, forth,
can we not do the thing where we have sex with the same person? Because I'd rather not do that. Okay. Which is, again, I'm glad that I was passed the fuck out from that experience because, again, I was asked, do you smell anything? I was like, no, why the fuck would I smell anything? Like, I was passed the fuck out. Why would I smell anything? No. I think I had too much to drink to the point
where...
There was
one point where I was like, should we, like, get on top of him? should we, like, see if we can fuck over him?
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you.
That's what a lot of you woke up more fucking over you. just that great...
I can sleep through a hurricane.
I know you slept through something.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
That was my problem with Trainwreck, though.
That was your problem with Trainwreck? We weren't even fucking talking about the movie.
Because, like in the first 20 minutes of the movie, she fucks every guy that's in the movie. And after everyone, she's like, yeah, no, I'll totally call you later. I'll see you later. That's all I heard the morning after I butt-fucked that chick.
Butt-fucked
that. Yeah, I'll call you. I'll be back as soon as I have another day off.
And then she got herself a boyfriend.
Yeah, then she got herself a boyfriend.
True story, kids.
True story. Moral of the story, don't fuck dudes from a comedy show.
Because they're fucking boring, and they'll just lay there like a starfish.
I did starfish for a while. That's my go-to.
It's always your go-to.
Yeah, just, nah. But if you had woken up, it would have changed in the Eiffel Tower.
No. No, because I would be like, fuck, you're fucking gross.
I would have been like, get in here and be gross with me.
I think at that point I would have walked home. I live in Palmdale, by the way. This is when Adam was still.
You
would have
walked
out.
Home from Van Nuys?
I was drunk. I would do anything when I'm drunk.
You would have like slept in your car.
Did I take my car?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would have probably slept in my car. I've done that before, so.
Just would have meant I could use the futon, mother.
Hey, your futon was broken at the time, so it's not like you could.
Yeah, and you were sleeping. That futon has seen some shit anyway.
Oh god damn it. See, I don't want to know. Can we just go on to the next segment?
Yeah, Trainwreck was a shitty movie.
Okay. No, but we had, like, legit reasons why we didn't like that movie, and then it turned into a fucking story about you fucking some girl.
I really just wanted to brag that I fucked a girl.
There's nothing to brag about!
There is, too!
Wait, she had a fucking perfectly good hole to fuck. Why would you fuck her in the ass?
Because she didn't have a perfectly good hole to fuck.
Oh, shit.
That hole had something going on with it. So she was like, put it in my butt. I'm like, alright.
What does she sound like a valley girl? She's not a valley girl.
It just makes me laugh that she sounds like Lumpy Space Princess.
Oh my god, did you fuck me in the ass?
Pretty much. She's not here, is she? No, cuts. Let's keep talking about it then. We're good.
I'd rather not. It would have been awkward if she would have showed up tonight.
Let's talk about
something else.
Let's talk about Back in Time.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It is actually not a new Blu-ray release. It is on Netflix.
Ooh.
It was to celebrate Back to the Future Day.
Oh!
It was an awesome documentary about the making of the original Back to the Future.
Everyone was, like, on fucking Back to the Future's dick because of the whole, oh my god, it's 2015! Why don't we have hoverboards
back
and
to the future,
shit?
Back to the Future takes place entirely in the past now.
Oh shit, you're right.
There is no future in Back to the Future anymore. It's back to last week.
You got a good point.
And we got fuck all from that movie.
That's true.
I ain't got no hoverboard.
They were close. They almost predicted the Cubs winning the World Series.
And they did predict Donald Trump.
Did they?
Biff.
They did.
Biff in Back to the Future Part 2. Yeah.
I
learned a lot of interesting shit from the movie. Like, did you know Michael J. Fox wasn't the original Marty McFly?
Really?
Yeah, it was an actor named Eric Stoltz. He shot a good chunk of that movie before they realized that he couldn't play the comedy very well at all. So after, I think they said, like 6 weeks of shooting that movie, they fired him.
Holy shit. That's
and
fucked up.
Went back and shot it all again with Michael J. Fox.
Wow. I did not know that.
Which Michael J. Fox actually depressed me watching him in that documentary.
He's like, I'm Michael J. Fox.
Exactly.
too soon? Too soon? Fuck.
Exactly. That. I'm like, stop showing him. He's too fidgety.
I can still do it.
It made me sad. It made me so sad. I've got a personal connection to that franchise.
That sucks. I hope I don't get fucking Tourette's or whatever the fucking shit he's got.
It's Tourette's.
It's the same shit, right?
No!
Same shit!
Piece of shit!
I'm sorry, I'm insensitive.
You sleep on the couch tonight.
God damn, I already do!
You sleep on a different couch tonight.
God damn it.
I've got a personal connection to that franchise.
Why?
You can't talk shit.
Why do you... This microphone's been acting funky all the time.
You're standing on your cable.
No, it's not that. It's honestly, I know this brand of, and it sucks because I work at Guitar Center, and I know the brand of cable that I know, and I have to mention it every fucking time.
Every fucking show.
But it's just, I know.
Palmdale, California. Come see Omar for a
And again, I have someone. I have someone in the crowd who would understand. These are the, you know, the $15 cables. Yeah, you know exactly, and it happens over time. They just. They are cheap, and they do the job for a while.
Can we stop shit-talking the equipment of the place that employs us?
I'm sorry, you're right. I love these microphones and these cables.
Oh, I thought it was yours.
No, it wasn't mine.
Ask me your question again so I can tell my fucking story.
Awkward silence.
How do you have a personal connection to Back to the Future?
Oh, that was my fucking question. I forgot. Yeah, sorry.
I'd be happy to tell you, Omar. I want to tell you now. Fuck you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It just keeps cutting out, and it's bugging me. Sorry. Yeah, I'm good now. So why do you have a personal connection with this movie that no one...
Leah Thompson and Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, that's right. Because you've actually met them.
Yes. I have Leah Thompson's phone number.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting drunk with her right now?
Because she's got kids.
Oh, that happens. That's
that thing. Actually are our age. I should talk to Leah more often.
Ooh.
I did a movie with her a few years back. We were shooting a movie in Atlanta. And about halfway through the shoot, Dragon Con, the Comic Con in Atlanta, went down. And she got me and a couple other cast members in a Dragon Con for the day. We go walk around all the Dragon Con shit. End of the day. We come back to our hotel, change, and she's like, let's go to dinner. All right, we're walking down the street, going to this little fucking Italian restaurant. A van pulls up, a taxi. And she says, oh, good, I was hoping Chris would show up. Fucking Doc Brown gets out of the van. I am not normally the kind of guy to clam up. I didn't say shit around him the whole fucking night.
Seriously?
That's Doc Brown and Uncle Fester. I'm like, I don't know what to say to
him. Holy shit, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Uncle Fester's like one of those characters I have to play before I can fucking retire. And like, I didn't say a fucking word.
You do realize to play that role, you'd have to shave your head. Those beautiful
bald caps exist.
Oh, that's true. But that's boring. If you want to win an Oscar, you have to shave your head. I mean, take note from Natalie Portman. And
if I want to win an Oscar, I got to show my dick.
Woo!
I heard woo.
Who said woo?
Yeah. Who wants to see it right now? No,
don't encourage me.
Don't encourage him. He will take his pants off.
Any excuse. I'm like, hey, look at it! Look at my dick!
Oh my God, what the fuck is that?
It was a dick at one point. No, it's just mostly pubes.
That's what you get for all the butt sex. Butt sex and pubes.
Butt sex and pubes.
Why does everything have to turn into a dick joke?
That's
God damn it.
I'm gonna rename this show. This is gonna be the name of this episode. Butt sex and pubes. Oh, fuck.
This is when I give you my letter of resignation.
Fun.
This has been a fun show.
You want to get into our bit of fun now?
Woo!
We have a game.
We do have a game.
We call this game the Triple B Challenge.
And all of you fuckers are invited.
You all have to play at least once because we don't have that big of an audience.
It sucks, but it's okay.
We
sometimes
have
twice, maybe.
Omar's magical hat of Mexican stereotype.
Apparently there's virgins getting pregnant out there without having sex, which...
Oh, I call shenanigans.
I call shenanigans.
She sat on something she shouldn't have said. Why is this goat chair sticky? I don't know.
Shh, don't ask
It was God, Joseph.
It was God. It was God. You dropped one. God damn you.
All the cool kids are going to hell. But no, okay, we have Omar's magically stereotypical Mexican hat here.
Hey, I got that from a white guy, so fuck you. I literally got that from a white guy.
He gave it to you because he's fucking racist.
You know what? In all fairness, he was wearing it, so he thought he was being hip and trendy. He's like, here, Omar, I got something for you. And I was like, oh, cool, a hat with the Virgin of Guadalupe. No,
he was being a racist. He was like, I bet Omar would like this. He looks Mexican.
It's funny because I never get that I look Mexican. It's always like,
I'm gonna explain
hey, man,
the rules
what,
of this game and fucking
what part of the Middle East are you from? And I'm like, what? Middle East? Really? That's where you... Oh, okay, fucking like a duck and fuck you.
In Omar's stereotypical Mexican hat, we have several slips of paper. On those slips of paper is one of three things. You will draw randomly and get rather a trivia question, a category we call finish the line, in which you will get a famous line from a movie and have to finish the line, or you will get, what do we decide to call it? Who the fuck do you sound like?
Well, that's not what I originally wanted, but yeah.
What do you want to call it?
It was like, who's that actor?
Who's that actor?
For all you 90s kids out there, it was a reference to Pokemon, but
you will get... In that category, you will get the name of an actor or movie character who you will then have to impersonate their voice with a bit of dialogue that we will provide to you. Prizes.
Everyone's so excited.
I know. They will be. Each category gets a different prize. If you answer a trivia question correctly, you win something from the magical bag of Brews, Blu-rays, and Bootlegs official merchandise.
That's where all the good shit's at.
This is the good shit. If you answer anything else, you get one of these sweet-ass posters.
Everyone loves sweet-ass posters. I want to see every one of you up here.
Trivia gets you the bag. Who's that actor? Finish the line. Get you a poster. We need motherfuckers. Fucking volunteers.
Volunteers!
Right now!
We got a volunteer! Woo! Round of applause for volunteers! Ooh, Randy's next.
Yes!
That's right. Randy's next.
Make sure this shit stuff will
get up on stage. You need to get up on stage,
yeah.
Man.
You have to come up here. We're not coming to you. We're too lazy. Okay, for the audience in the room, the audience at home, what is your name?
My name is Mal. Hello.
Your name's not Mal.
Your name's not Mal. We know that. That's a guy's name. That was not a male voice. Don't try to trick us.
You're not fooling anyone.
My name is Mel. I'm a truck driver.
That's better. I'll accept that. Okay, go ahead and draw from Omar's stereotypical hat.
I love that hat.
Oh!
I don't know what that is.
Oh, no, you can't. No, no,
I literally...
We forgot the...
I forgot the other rule.
If you draw from the hat and you don't like your challenge, you have the chance to win a prize anyway. You can stick your challenge back in the hat, but you have to stump us with a movie trivia question to win a prize.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely.
Cool.
So what's
would you like to do your challenge, or would you like to ask us a trivia question?
Give me a second.
She wants to do the challenge, I think.
Yeah!
She's doing the challenge! You're doing the challenge. What your slip said... That is not the one you drew, but I'll let you do it anyway. Your slip is a finish the line. It says, we're going to need a bigger blank.
Mm-hmm. So what movie is that from?
It is from the movie Jaws.
Finish the line.
Well, you said, what's the name
of
the
movie? No, you have to finish the blank.
Oh, okay, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Woo! That is correct.
I also would have accepted we're going to need a bigger comic.
Everything's always a dick joke with you.
That's where my mind goes. Don't ask why.
Your dicks?
Yes.
We need a
that wins you a poster.
What? No, I wanted something from the bag.
You really don't.
Trivia.
I mean, yes, you do.
Trivia gets you something from the bag. Those are the rules. I don't make them. I just enforce them and make them. Go sit down.
Enjoy the poster. Yeah! Round of applause for Mel Brooks. The guy who's on stage right now. Because Mel is a guy's name.
We need one more volunteer.
Megan!
Megan!
No, Randy. Randy was
Randy.
Next.
Randy, then Megan.
Then Megan. Woo! I mean, everyone already knows your name, Randy, but what is your name, Randy?
Randy.
Yeah, Randy!
Are you sure of that?
Yes.
if your name's Randy?
Positive.
Okay.
I think his name is Randy. Let him draw from that.
All right, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? Oh, you got to finish the line, too. It says, I am blank. That's not correct. I've had it with these blanks on these blank plane.
I think you got this, Randy. What is that line?
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah!
That is actually not correct.
Oh, what is it then?
The movie, the TV safe version, I've had it with these Monday to Friday snakes on this Monday to Friday.
Fuck you, he still gets a post.
He still gets a post
here. Yeah, thank you, Randy. Woo! Who's next? Megan!
Woo!
Yeah!
Really hope you get an impression.
Me too, right, actually.
Another fucking finish the blank. I love the smell of blank in the morning.
I found a friend.
No!
No!
I don't know what this is.
Do you want to try to stump us?
No.
You don't want to try to fill in the blank either. You just want to forfeit. I'm not very sportsmanlike.
Boo!
I'm getting booed.
We got a quitter over here!
I love the smell of blank in the morning.
That's always the answer. It's always
that is
dicks.
Actually not the answer.
It's not dicks this time?
It's napalm, but I would have accepted butthole. We're going to give you something from the grab bag, though.
Go ahead. You can take from the grab bag.
Oh, no, I'm picking for you.
Let me put the mic back in, Stan.
This is all official IAF merchandise. There is no two things in this bag that are the same.
I love this part.
No, we don't have any more dick shirts.
No dick shirts.
Oh.
Boo, you missed it. You should have been here last show, asshole.
There's just so much good shit in here. Okay, I got one. You, Megan, will go home with the official IAF aloe vera lotion.
Woo! Lotion!
Use it on whatever you like.
Mostly on Dustin. Woo, Dustin!
We need more volunteers. We got a fuckload more
volunteers. Yay, Edwin!
Woo! That's two for
you. Everyone's getting up at some point.
No, everyone, because we don't have enough people in here, and we want to give away free shit. Who doesn't want free shit?
Me.
Yeah! Woo!
All right, so what for, if you want to pay us... Oh, he's drawn. He's drawn. What'd you get, sir?
I kind of wanted an impression, but I don't think I got one.
Ooh, you got trivia. Name the porno Sylvester Stallone starred in before Rocky.
God damn it, that was a hard one.
I know the answer to it.
You know the... Yeah, because you're fucking weird.
Do you know the porno Sly Stallone was in before Rocky?
It literally is a hard one.
It is a hard one.
Put it <Ba-da-cha. laughs>
A hard one?
No. Here's a bit of movie history for you. It was called The Party at Kitty and the Studs. You see his dick in it a lot. It's gross. After Rocky...
Look at my dick. Look at my dick.
Bully, they won't take a look at my dick. You want me to fight the good fight? I'll fight the good fight. They renamed it the Italian Stallion and re-released it.
Really?
After Rocky came out, yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But, you know what? I'm going to give you something from the ground.
Constellation Prize! Woo! Thank you for showing up!
Is the porno in there? Because
how do you know there's porn in there?
I just figured with you.
Oh!
You know what? You are going to get... the official signed IAF copy of Sunshine Highway from Adam and Eve Productions. Have fun with that DVD.
Woo!
God knows I've had fun with that DVD. We got time for like one more. We're almost done.
We're almost done.
Yeah, we're just about. Just about. We got time for one.
That Charlie Ward.
Come on up, sir.
Come on. Come on.
Hello.
Attaboy.
Yeah! I screamed your name, so I'm not going to bother asking you.
Charlie War, what's your name?
Charlie War.
Yeah!
What's his name?
It's Charlie War.
Ask him again.
No, fuck you. Just let me drop him the hat.
Drop him the hat, sir. Take a good one. Pick a good one. Oh, shit. Ooh, trivia. How many times has Kate Winslet appeared topless?
You got this, Charlie. You got this.
Shit. I don't even really know who that is.
Kate, the chick from Titanic.
At least once.
It's between 1 and about 300.
I'm going to go ahead and take a guess. 6.
That is correct.
The correct answer is actually 76, but he's pretty fucking close. She gets topless in every fucking movie she does.
She does, actually. Have you ever seen The Reader? She's topless the entire fucking movie.
You know what? Because we're almost out of time, I'm gonna give you 2 prizes.
Hey. Ooh, 2 prizes.
I'll give you 2. I'm gonna draw one from you. Oh, here we go. No. All the porn's gone, sir.
Ooh, he gets that one?
You are gonna get the official IAF gift card. I can't tell you what is on the gift card, what the gift card is for, how much is on it. You just have to open the tin and find out for yourself. And you can go ahead and grab one of them posters behind you, baby.
Hey, 2 for 1.
2. I'm so lucky.
That just about does it for us.
Oh, really?
I know.
I felt so sure.
Unless they'll let us go a little longer.
Yeah!
55.
What's that?
55 minutes.
We have 5 minutes. We can do a couple more. That's right.
We can do a couple more.
Let's crank them out. Let's crank these motherfuckers out.
Hey, what's your name, girl?
David.
It's Davey.
So much more shit in that bag I want to get rid of.
I know, I want to get rid of all of it. And it's just like, I know, but it's not fun unless you give it away in some fucking form of trivia or bullshit.
Go ahead and draw, my friend.
Pick a good one.
Pick a good one, please pick a good one.
There's a lot of good ones.
What does that say? Walken! Yes, you get... Oh, who is that actor? As Christopher Walken, in your best Christopher Walken impression, we would like you to please say, your father kept this watch in his ass.
Your father kept this watch in his ass.
Your dad kept this watch the one place he knew they wouldn't find it, his ass.
They hid it very well.
Deep
in the rectum.
Dysentery from a watch in his ass. Go sit down, Omar. I want to do the show with him now. Sir, that's gonna get you. That's gonna get you 2 prizes at this point in the game.
Yeah.
Sit down, boy.
Oh.
There is your poster, my friend.
Oh, good poster. It's a good poster.
Oh wait, I got the perfect prize. Okay, here we go.
Give him a prize. Give him a prize.
This is the official signed Brews Blu-rays and bootlegs map of Georgia.
That's racist, and I know it. That's racist, and I know it.
You can't prove that.
I'm bringing back some peaches.
It is about 2012.
Everyone, give a round of applause for David. That was hot. One more. We got time for
one. I think we can put about like 2 more. I think we can put about 2 more.
Okay, anyone else?
I want to get rid of some of this shit.
Bianca!
Bianca! Gonna bother asking your name. Everybody fucking yelled it.
Woo! Woo!
Go ahead and draw from Omar's stereotype hat. What'd you get? Bill Cosby! I've been waiting for someone to draw Cosby all night.
I know you have.
Bill, as Bill Cosby, we would like you to say, would you like a cappuccino?
Sounds like the wooden pop in the theo.
Would you like a cappuccino?
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 I swear it doesn't taste funny at all, you see.
Just give me the fucking prize.
Cosby, I don't, but yeah, you get prizes. Grab one of them posters behind you, and we're gonna give you something in the bag.
Give her something in the bag.
Let me draw your mystery prize. I'm trying to find the one that I want to give her. Hold on.
Oh, goddamn you.
Oh, no, but there's one in there that I know Omar benefit from.
What?
Shit, where is it?
Charlie already got it.
You know what? Fuck it. You get the official signed by me and Omar copy of The Great Gatsby. We actually wrote that book, not
we did.
Scott Fitzgerald. We actually wrote that book. You can see by the cover it's got our names on it. Not F. Scott Fitzgerald. A lot of people don't know that. It wasn't F. Scott, it was F. Scott.
Oh my god.
We have one more.
One more.
Yourself.
Dustin!
Get your beautiful bearded ass over here. Come on.
Yay.
All right, sir.
I'm not going to
ask your name because motherfuckers won't stop yelling names.
Jessica. Ooh, Jessica, you changed it up this time. Jesus Christ. You're
right, go ahead, draw from the stereotype.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, coffee is for blank.
That's a tough one.
It actually is hard. I don't
know the movie.
And fucker, you know everything.
For the sake of the show, I'll let you draw one more.
Squares?
No.
Shit.
You want to draw one more and try to save yourself?
You can save yourself. You can draw one more.
I'll be blank.
Yeah!
No.
What?
Actually.
That's not it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. What's he get? He gets something from the fucking shit pile and then the posters.
From the shit pile?
A shit pile. That's what you're right.
Okay, go ahead and grab your poster and I got your prize from the shit pile. You get the official signed Brews, Blu-rays, and bootlegs. Cigarellos.
Enjoy your cancer, assholes.
Enjoy your cigarellos. We were going to have t-shirts and boxers made for this show, but
poor as fuck.
I didn't get around to it. So we cleaned out our shit drawers
and
signed everything in it. Nobody got the condoms.
Oh, the condoms.
Well, fine, I'm gonna
just
throw
toss them at someone in the crowd.
Oh, here we go. Here's a box with one condom in it. All right. Here's the other one. Okay.
I think this...
That's our Christmas
Eve.
No.
You want the Christmas Eve?
Signed it. No.
No. That's for... We signed the condoms, so anyone who ever uses it knows who they got it from.
You guys were a fun crowd, and this was a weird-ass show.
This is weird. God damn you.
I had fun. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, man. Thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Love you every single day.
Hit up the iTunes. Subscribe. Share around. We got a raffle shit too. We have raffles.
Oh. Raffles?
Yeah, we have raffles. Did you guys fill out those raffle tickets on your table?
What are you talking about?
Those raffle tickets on your table.
It's too late.
Apologize.